On this week's episode, the Grills discuss TV shows. Cue the music.
Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to Geek Grills, a podcast about geeky things hosted by women. I'm the Jen, and I'm here with my co-host, September, aka 9 of 12.
Howdy.
And Chris, also known as Lunescence.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. So we're all three here together in a miraculous occurrence, which has been incredibly rare because we've all been so freaking busy over the last several weeks. But what have you all been up to, Ember?
Well, finally rid of the plague, too, so that's good. I got my Boy Prince tattoo that we talked about, and I tweeted on our memorial episode, touched up. It looks much better. My body freaked out a bit less this time, so it should solve some of the problems I had with it. Excited about that, except now it's at the itchy part. So I'm just slapping my arm. People look at me funny. I had a great time last night in the stream, Riddle's birthday. Love the quiplash. My husband and I had date night last night and went to see Hidden Figures. Holy shit. Everyone should see that movie. Everyone. I went and I ordered the book, actually, while we were getting ready to record, because I want, I don't know, even more details. But if you're a woman, take a tissue, and I'm really proud that my husband just was grinning through the whole thing. Like, he's like excited and happy to just see women nerding and beating men at it. And, you know, but anyway, it's really important information. It took way too damn long for these women to get any kind of recognition. But yeah, really glad I went.
Cool. Yeah, totally. I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to see that. I've heard nothing but good things about it. What about you, Loon? What have you been up to?
I've been up to getting over an upper respiratory cold. It was always fun. So at least I got to take some time off from work this week and game it up and relax. Take all my vitamins, try to get better. So I've been playing all the Blizz games, minus WoW, of course, because my account is still locked. And then I watched the entire first season of Sneaky Pete because it's finally here. Back in 2015, I asked Amazon Prime to, yes, go ahead and make this thing a thing. And I guess it took about 2 years. And so finally, they put up the first season. So that was awesome. And since Bryan Cranston is in it, and he's also the writer of it, and I think producer, executive producer, I went on a Bryan Cranston binge as well and watched some Bryan Cranston movies. I also, Black Desert, the MMO is I don't know if it's on sale or if it's at its regular price, but it's only $10 and there's no monthly subscription fee. So I bought that and I've been doing some stuff in that. It's pretty cool. And of course, homework and taxes because it's tax season.
Yay. Tax season, everybody. Woo. Oh, all right. I'm excited because I'm getting a refund.
I'm only getting a refund because I went to school. And so hopefully I actually get the refund. So we'll see.
Well, hopefully mine will be done too. I sent them over. I'm really lucky. My mom's does my taxes every year because she's an accountant. So that makes my life very easy. So I already sent her everything and then I wait for it to come back and that'll be cool. So I have been playing an epic amount of Diablo 3. I am having a lot of fun. I'm finding it very meditative because there's nothing to think about other than I have made a barbarian. At first I was a whirly barbarian with Whirlwind and then I made her a jumpy smashy barbarian. So now I just jump on shit and it all dies and I continuously hop around and just destroy things. And it's very nice to just not have to think about any strategy or anything. I just run around and like, yes, I smash all the things. I have been diving back into the comics a little bit. I also had a death plague this week, so getting over that. But I did, you know, dive into reading some comics and working through some of that. And then I've been playing a lot of mobile games and I get so mad because I'm constantly like, oh, I want to spend money, but don't spend money on them. Because it's like you spend, like, oh, it's just 99 cents for this thing, and then 99 cents for this other thing, and then before you know it, it just adds up, and it's not good. So I finally found one that I don't have to pay anything into and still have been enjoying. I don't even know the name of it. All I know is that I run a town and a farm, and I farm stuff. It's like Farmville, but cooler, and that is continuing to occupy my time. So yeah, that is what I have been up to. I also started watching The Magicians, which I know we're going to talk more about later, in our discussion today. So I believe that brings us to our geek grapevine. I know it's kind of old news at this point, but I want to make sure to mention that Star Wars Episode 8, the title release happened, and we know that the subtitle is going to be The Last Jedi. And now I've been, listening to all of the debates about, does that mean there's only one? Is it talking about Luke? Is it Jedi plural? Because Jedi can be singular or plural. So I don't know if either of you are anywhere on that debate, but yeah, feel free to jump in and let me know.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, because it could be Rey, it could be the people that Luke Skywalker was training, it could be that they're saying Luke Skywalker is the last Jedi. I mean, there's so many different ways it could go. And again, it is kind of sneaky, because Jedi can be both.
Yeah, I actually got in a discussion in the pub the other night about this, and I think it's plural. I think
so too.
Because Luke, after things went wrong with Kylo Ren, seems to have gone hermit. Maybe, you know, his time on the mountaintop, and then Rey sought him out. And I think what might happen, because they are kind of wit's end in this stage of the Empire just winning, that they may, because she's already using the Force, and I think they may train some and like do kind of a resurgence of Jedi Last Stand thing.
So, yeah.
Just theorizing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree. I think it's plural too. I just think it's funny and sneaky because it really could be either. So anyway, I'm excited. I'm sure it'll be good no matter what, and I look forward to it. I also put a news article in here about a trucker that lost 38,000 pounds of marbles into the highway in Pennsylvania. In Indianapolis, Indiana. And the reason is because I don't know what it was about that day, but there was like 18 articles. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but it seems like every trucker was losing a giant truck full of random stuff. Like that day, like it was just, there was a whole bunch, but I also thought like it was 38,000 pounds of marbles and somehow there was no injuries. Everything was fine. And that's good. But yeah, kind of ridiculous. Also, I want to know why the truck is carrying 38,000 pounds of marbles. Like, where are they going? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, were they marbles or
like
ball
round,
bearings?
Like little round marbles.
Right. Okay. So they weren't ball bearings. Ball bearings have a functional use. Marbles, however, are usually just used for games or decoration. That's interesting. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it was for some sort of like home decorating type stuff or craft
stores. Oh, yeah, because people put like the marbles in their vases, right? And then they put for decoration.
Yeah, but and then that's you can use them for games. But that is interesting to me. Like, oh, what are you hauling today? 38,000 pounds of marbles.
I'm on my way to Hungry Hippo Factory.
Right?
Yeah, right? Right. That's what I was thinking. It's so weird. It's just a weird, I don't know. It seemed, out of all the ones where it was like a truck lost something, other ones made more sense. Like, oh, a truck full of tomatoes. Okay. Oh, there was a truck full of Skittles. All right. You know, there was all these different things. But yeah, this one was marbles. And I don't know why that humored me. So yeah, marbles.
What date was that on?
I think that was a week ago. Wow, I think it was 2 weeks ago today.
Okay. I wonder, and where in the country was it at?
Indianapolis.
I wonder what the roads were like. Like, to put marbles on top of snow, that would be sucky.
Yeah, it did say they had to close the lane of traffic for cleanup for much of the day. So I'm guessing it was quite the adventure, but at least nobody got hurt. So that's good.
How did they clean him up? Like,
I don't know. It's like, I just imagine people. I imagine people with like the thing that they use at the movie theater, you know, the little lobby. Like a broom. Like, what are people doing? Like, scooping them up into something? I don't know. That is probably the worst cleanup ever. Oh, man. In other news, Overwatch, another Overwatch hero is coming to Heroes of the Storm. So I'm pretty excited about this because I play a lot of Lucio in Overwatch. But Lucio, the Beatmeister, is going to make his debut on the PTR on February 6th. And I'm pretty excited to see him in there, just because, again, I like to play him in Heroes of, in Overwatch. I'm hoping I will also like to play him on Heroes of the Storm. I don't exactly understand if he's going to be kind of like Tassadar in that he's not a healer, but he's support. So I don't know. It sounds like that might be the case. But he's got lot of movement speed buff stuff, too.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe he works a little bit like Greymane, to where you just, you know, you hit maybe E and he switches from heal mode to, or, you know, movement speed mode to heal mode, just like he does in Overwatch. That's interesting.
Right. That could be fun. So I'm excited to see how that one rolls out. And I, like I said, I like him, so I'm cool with that. I am happy to see him join the lineup.
I thought it was really cool, and I told my son, who plays tons, way more Overwatch than I does, and he was just like, I hate Lucio. All right. Just walk away.
I don't like Anna as much as Lucio. Anna's like, are you a sniper or a healer? What are you doing?
I don't like Anna at all. I don't get her. That's because Mei is broken.
I can't get Mei to work really well, so.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I can't either. But I just know that I die to her all the time.
Yeah, when you play against a good Mei player, you're just like, oh my god, that Shiv, she's broken. I don't.
Oh, I should find that video and put it in the link. There's this video of, like, Mei, and she's just like, hey, chill out! And then, like, freezes them and, like, is in an ice block and there's blood splatter everywhere. And she's like, everybody is freezing. And I'm like, yes, that is how I feel when I play against a Mei. I should find that video and link it in the notes.
When my oldest was home for Christmas, he was playing Mei, and holy crap. I mean, I guess I'm just an idiot. I just don't play that much of it. But, I mean, he was changing the map, basically. He was using the wall to, like, block off doorways and shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, damn. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, you can do a lot with her. And she's definitely a good character. She just drives me crazy. Cool. So, yeah, Lucio on the way, another support. I'm still mad because I still stand that we've not actually gotten a troll, because we haven't gotten a Darkspear troll. We got what's his face, and that was not the troll I wanted. So I'm still bitter about it.
When I was playing Heroes the other day, I was looking at the lineup, and we had on our team, or maybe it was the opposing team, I don't remember, but we had Zul'jin, the new troll, and Zul, which is spelled X-U-L, and I thought it was a really weird choice for Blizzard to want to confuse people. Like, when you say Zul'jin, like, automatically you're going to think of the character that's already been there, which has been Zul. So why did they pick a character with such a similar sounding name?
I didn't even think about that, but that is absolutely true.
Like, it's not, like, kind of like Li and Li Ming were kind of confusing at first, too.
I wonder if I know that there's been confusion between Valyra and, what is her name? The Demon Hunter.
Oh, Vala.
Yeah, Vala and Valyra. That was somebody else had brought that up, because not only are they both assassins, but their names are so similar.
That's true. I didn't think about that either.
It's hard because you want to be able to call them out quickly if you're strategizing.
Right.
And you're right. That's hard when you've got names that are so similar. That's true.
So as a person who's played LOL before, League of Legends, do their characters have pretty unique sounding names from everybody else?
I can't think of any of them that are really, there's a whole, I mean, the lineup is huge at this point. And so I think every once in a while you'll get some that are similar, but you're not usually going to always have them in the same game. But I can't really think of any that are confusing like that.
I don't see why. When we're strategizing or I watch people generally use each other's handles, not the character names anyway. So I don't really understand why there'd be confusion, but I don't know.
Of course, a lot of the people I play with, we have, excuse me, we have special names for many of the characters.
Yeah, lots of nicknaming too, yeah.
That are not accurate to the actual name of the character. Like there's, my favorite is with some of the people I play heroes with, we have, oh god, there's Tassadar, Melee Tassadar, and Invisible Melee Tassadar. Because they don't know the name of the StarCraft heroes. So instead of being, what is it? Instead of being Tassadar, Artanis, and Zeratul, it's just Tassadar, Melee Tassadar, and an Invisible Melee Tassadar.
Aww.
And then there is...
Protoss would be sad.
Right? I know. They're like, my life is sad instead of my life. Oh, anyway. StarCraft joke. The other one is, what's his name? Oh, Illidan. Oh god, Illidan. Not the most appropriate of terminologies, but I know someone who it has been happening for so long that he refers to Blade Homo, and I know exactly who he's talking about because of how annoyed he gets when he gets, you know, Illidan, you know, feel the whatever of 10,000 years and then you're dead. Like that's, yeah, getting Illidan. But yeah, so they all have their own unique little names. And like Bird Boy, what's that one? Falstad. People call him Bird Boy, you know, all those different ones anyway, or Flappy Bird. yeah, like there's a lot of them, but yeah, no, I agree. There's a lot of, similar names in there, but I was kind of surprised to be getting another support, honestly. But you know, I guess it makes sense at this point. We still need some. I want another tank. I'm ready for a good tank. Cause I feel like.
Who is, Varian? Does he technically count as our most?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He is the most recent, but I mean, if you think about it, because he can do either, he's not a true tank. Like, I would like to see another true tank. Like, oh, Reinhardt would be so cool.
It kind of took a while for people to figure it out. Everyone thought his tank spec was terrible, but now apparently it's really top notch now that they've figured it out. I like the idea of more hybrid characters. So just having that flexibility during a match.
Sure.
I think it keeps a lot of autobans, you know, it's reduced the number of autobans.
Sure, I could agree with that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the specialists too can play, maybe apart from Sylvanas, can play multiple roles. Because like, if you go for like a damage spec with Zagara, she can easily get like the most hero damage on a team where technically she's a specialist and she's supposed to be focusing on siege, but... She can do, like the most hero damage. So technically in that sense, she's kind of like an assassin.
Man, I have been playing Uther again. I actually have been playing some heroes lately. I just kind of dive back in there, mostly because I wanted to get a golden cock. I mean, chicken. I mean, rooster. And I did buy it because I had gold and I felt that I needed it. Anyway, so I was playing and I've been playing a lot of Uther and actually been getting MVP with him. I never get MVP and then I'm playing Uther and it's going nuts and I'm getting all kinds of MVP. So that's been super fun. Yay! Discussion topic today. So we decided that we'd talk about bingeable TV because there is a lot of it, just an epic butt ton of bingeable television out there. So we decided it'd be a good idea to talk about some of them. So I currently realize that I watch stuff everywhere, man. I've got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I've got HBO. I've got On Demand because I still technically have cable right now. And I don't do Hulu, but I know a lot of people that do. So there's just so many different things out there. I mean, really, you can find anything you want to watch in any genre and all a plethora of places. If you want to watch it on your computer, your mobile, your TV. I actually got a smart TV.
Even think to add stuff. We also have Crunchyroll.
Oh, yeah. Crunchyroll. I have, what's it called? I have the one for documentaries because I'm a nerd where it's all documentaries and I pay like a couple bucks a month for that. And it's all documentaries and I really like it. And I like it so much that I can't remember the name of it. That's awesome. But yeah, that's the point is that you can really find just about everything except for The Walking Dead. Seriously, AMC, make a standalone app or partner up with somebody else so that I can stop having cable just to watch your shows.
That's how we ended up dropping.
You can watch it on Netflix.
After, I need to be current. Yeah. I have to be current.
Why?
I have to be. I can't do it. I have to. I don't want to be spoiled. I also watched The Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick after the episode, and that's a big part of my Walking Dead experience, and then talking to people after the episode. So I don't know. It's like the one show that I am totally connected to in that way.
Well, that kind of is anti-binging. That's like the opposite. Yeah, you're not binging.
That's like the opposite. That's the only thing I don't binge, though. Everything else, I binge. Because I don't want to have to wait. I want to just be able to watch the whole thing through. I pretty much waited to watch Westworld until almost all the episodes were done for the season. So I can go and watch the whole thing together. And that was good, too, by the way. So I just want to first of all say that as far as bingeable shows, if you're a geek, you're a nerd, you like comic books, you are in great shape. Because there are a million. Netflix alone has all of the Marvel shows. Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Luke Cage. And then of course you've got the DC shows and of course then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is there too. As far as Marvel, but the DC shows, I don't watch them so I can't think of all the names of them, but there's all those too.
Well, I'm current with Gotham and Lucifer. We actually watch those the night they come out. But I'd binge them if I had just found them. Lucifer's, you know, Vertigo, but, you know, that's sort of DC. But what are the others?
DC adjacent. No, but I do know people that have binged The Walking Dead, and that's cool. That's exactly what they do. They wait for it to hit Netflix, and they just watch the whole season because they don't want to have that experience of waiting until the next episode. And I get that. I absolutely do. Because with most shows, I'm all about it. Criminal Minds, I wait until they're all done. And then I watch the whole thing. One of the things I do wonder, though, is that with like Jessica Jones and Daredevil and Luke Cage and how they dump the whole season at a time, do you think it changes how they make the show? Because if they know people are going to ingest it one after another instead of maybe spreading it out each week?
It might help with continuity. Cause they just know, okay, this is the amount of time we have. This is the script from first show to second show or to last show. So we can fix like any plot holes that might arise from unforeseen stuff, and they've got the budget and just probably everything gets done a lot quicker. Maybe
they tend to still have the same sort of breaking though with like the recap at the beginning of each episode. I mean, I think they assume that people might pick it up and put it down. So it has,
you mentioned that, but what I like that Netflix does is if the show does that and then does a recap and then an intro, they skip that for you if they know that it's at the beginning. If you're going from one show to the next and it knows that you just watched it, it skips to the beginning of the episode instead of showing you the title music and the recap, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then after you've watched three, it's like, are you still watching? And I'm like, don't judge me, Netflix.
Right.
Don't you judge me. I am still watching.
You're chilling and you're interrupting.
Right? Don't you judge me, Netflix. No. I God, like all the time. That's like my sleep timer. And then I come back the next day and I'm like, okay, more episodes. Go back 2 episodes. Yep, that's the one I fell asleep during. All right. And and go. you know, I wanted to mention The Magicians, and I know, Nine, I know you really loved it, but I don't know if you want to talk about that show.
That we binged it, and now we're watching it when it comes out on Wednesday nights. We're hooked.
I started the binge. I am about 3 or 4 episodes in, and I watched all of those, like, in one stretch, and I am really loving that show. If you haven't checked it out yet, give it a shot. It's got kind of you know, what I like about it is it's got the supernatural-esque, you know, aspect to it, but it's also dark, and I like that. That intrigues me.
Yeah, and the characters are, I find them, you know, relatable. I mean, the lead guy is such a nerd, and he ends up making all these really cheesy nerd references, like Star Trek ones and stuff, and, like, I like that kind of fan service.
What are there any nerdy things that you binge, that you've been binging, Loon?
Well, Sneaky Pete, like I mentioned, and then because I'm not super rich like you guys, so I only have Amazon Prime.
I'm so not super rich.
Yeah, well, you're richer than I am.
That's fair. Idaho is kind.
I had to get rid of everything except for Amazon Prime. So Sneaky Pete and Orphan Black were Sneaky Pete just finished, and then I've gotten through all 3 seasons of Orphan Black that are available for free. And then, of course, you know, I'll eventually get back to Netflix so that I can watch some of my favorite shows that are on there, like Orange is the New Black, because you can't get that on anything else.
Orange is the New Black is good.
Yeah, and any of the other shows like Jessica Jones and Daredevil that are on Netflix, because Netflix definitely has pretty amazing original stuff.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the Prime stuff too, though. Prime, I think, has my favorite stuff, because Mr. Robot, we binged that. I can't wait for more of those. And Transparent is one of my favorite shows that has ever been made, frankly. And I just heard yesterday that they're making Good Omens. So excited. And Gaiman is actually going to be involved. Neil is the showrunner. That's going to come out in 2018. I'm, like, incredibly psyched.
Well, you know, American Gods is being done.
I know.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, too. I'm really, really, really excited to see that come. You know what? Amazon Prime, I don't really like the movie selection, but I do enjoy Man in the High Castle. I have HBO Go because the movie selection is amazing on HBO Go, first of all. And second of all, you know, of course, HBO shows they're just so good. And for me, the great thing is that last season of Game of Thrones, it was streamable. As soon as it came on TV and it had been played on TV, it was available for streaming from the HBO Go app. So you didn't have to wait until the next day to stream it. You could stream it on demand that night. And I'm so glad that they've started doing that, because I don't want to have to wait.
I can't justify HBO in my budget. Like, it's only for Game of Thrones, so for me.
Yeah, normally I have it canceled, but I have a few extra bucks right now, so I've been enjoying it. And then I have to say Orange is the New Black, other Netflix originals, totally House of Cards. I can't binge House of Cards, though. Kudos to you if you can. That show is too heavy for me. I watch it, and I'm just like, okay, I need a minute. Like, that is intense. I need a minute.
You know what else I forgot to list in here? It was Parks and Rec. I binged the hell out of that one, too.
I like to watch stretches of Bob's Burgers because it makes me happy and feel good. And I was really worried when I saw Scott Johnson's tweet that was like, oh, Bob's Burgers is gone. No. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then it turns out Scott Johnson just wasn't looking for it correctly, and it was still there. And I was very happy, because that is absolutely my fallback to when I just want to watch something light. I'm just like, yep, there's all this really cool TV I could be watching. But instead, I'm going to watch, like, 8 episodes of Bob's Burgers because I want to.
Where can Rick and Morty be found?
Rick and Morty, I watched on Hulu, I think, and I had to specifically subscribe to Hulu to watch it. And when I watched it on Hulu.
That's not going to happen for me. I hate Hulu.
I made an email address and did a free month to watch it.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but you still have to sift through 5 advertisements per show. And I did that for one series, The Misfits, because it was so good, but I can't do that again.
I understand that's gotten better recently. I mean, Hulu's another one I can't justify in my budget, but they were talking about it on one of the shows I listened to, and they said that Hulu is less invasive with their advertising than they used to be.
That's good. So what, drops from 5 to 4?
I hate Hulu. I do not like it. It, like, thinks that I have an ad blocker on, and I don't, and it's just like, turn off your ad blocker, and I'm like, I don't have one on, and then it shows you the same ad 80 times, and then you can't move easily into the episode, because it's like, oh, you skip forward, so now you have to watch this ad, and then when the ad's done, then you get to skip forward and realize you skip forward too far, so then you gotta go back, and it's like, hey, let's show you an ad again then. I just can't, I hate Hulu, but Rick and Morty season 3 is coming up, and I can't wait, because I like Rick and Morty. In fact, I can't believe I didn't put this in the notes today. They did announce that Rick and Morty season 3 has a release date, and let me pull it up. I'm pulling it up right now. I can't find it right now. I'll find it. I did get the, there was a news article from yesterday, and I was, yeah. So I haven't seen Stranger Things yet, but I know that's another good one from Netflix that a lot of people really enjoyed.
Stranger Things, I've watched probably the first 5 episodes, and so far it has not pulled me in like I thought it would, because I hear such good things about it. So, you know, like, I absolutely love the kids. I ended up going to YouTube and binge watched a bunch of their, public circuit and news circuit feeds that are on there. But so far the show itself has not really. Captivated me.
That is likely, I think, in part to age demographic. The people who
Might be Winona Ryder.
And have been raving about it are people like me. And I hear Chris Hardwick talk about it. I hear Scott Johnson talk about it. Like, people my age, because it was immediately more immersive, because it's like exactly we were that age in that time.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the time, I love period pieces, I guess, if that's what you could call that. It's like not ancient period pieces, but yeah, like it happens in the 70s, right? Not 80s.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that doesn't really bother me at all. I think it might actually be Winona Ryder. She's doing an okay job, but ever since she just completely ruined Abigail Williams' part in The Crucible, I just have not been a very big fan of hers.
Did you see it? Well, what is with that whole thing that happened during the speech? I have to bring it up. The whole, like, Winona Ryder facial expressions. They were saying that she was making weird facial expressions on, and it became that meme where people were, like, flying pizzas around and stuff while she was making the expressions while talking to, while they were giving the speech with the Golden Globes or whatever. But it was, they were like, oh, she couldn't hear, and that's why. And I'm like, I feel like that was a really long time to be making weird, confusing faces. It was really bizarre. If you haven't seen it, go look at it. It's a weird meme out there. Anyway. Yeah, I just couldn't get into it. I don't know why. I I liked, what was that show that was absolutely set way before then? And there was Winnie, and there was the friend, and
the Wonder Years.
Thank you, the Wonder Years. That was like that, where it was set in a time before, you know.
Right, but
I liked that.
A decade back is different than just like one for the immersive aspect.
Yeah, but I also liked the Now and Then, and that was several decades at that point.
Right,
I don't
know.
That's
what I'm saying. I think when the separation is greater, it's easier to get into, as far as, you know, you look back at the 50s and there's a different nostalgic factor when you're removed from it, or it's your parents' generation, then it's just something that was, you know, maybe 10 years before your time, so it's not really a big enough difference that it's kitschy or cute, or it's not novel. It's not a novelty, but it is far enough out that it's just not quite as immersive. I don't know.
The
different reactions I'm seeing different ages, it seems consistent.
I did definitely binge Black Mirror, and that was maybe not a good idea, because that will mess your brain up.
Mm-hmm. But it was so good.
I loved it. I can't think of any episode I didn't like.
Even the weird bee episode. I was like, this is kind of boring. But then you get to the end, you're like, oh, wow, that's incredible.
And there was even a couple that were happy, that had a happy ending, or maybe one that had a happy ending. That's sad. Just one.
It's funny, that one I'm taking kind of slow because it is so mind-blowing and heavy. And Rob and I are watching it together, and he can't handle much at a time of it.
Well, I mean, some of them are rough. They're rough. I mean, I can't even think of any of them that are not super awkward. The one with the webcam, that one is the one that messes with my brain the most. Well, actually the white bear one too. And
I don't remember the episode names, but the experiment, the virtual reality experiment one.
Oh yeah.
Where the guy's in a traveling to a foreign country, and he goes in to a company to do this virtual reality horror thing.
Oh god, yeah. Don't spoil that one, but that one is not good. That one, I did not like that one. That one, I got done and I was like, I need to take a bath and think happy thoughts. The one that I did like, because it had a good ending, was the San Junipero one. That was cool.
Yeah, that one was super sweet.
Yeah, that one was good. But yeah, no, that's a great show, man. If you're not watching Black Mirror, go watch Black Mirror. It's good. It's so good. You can watch it on Netflix, and it's they're all, each episode is its own inclusive little thing, and you don't have to commit to a long string of characters and, you know, all that. I mean, I was binging Once Upon a Time. I had to take a break though, because which I brought up before, I got a little mad, but I'm going to come back to that soon. I'm ready. I'm ready to go back to it now. But yeah, it's,
you know what I wanted to mention? I want to go back to the magicians for a sec. I really like with them, they hit on some, they don't do like trigger warning. And I guess Black Mirror is what made me think, because like that just needs all of them. But they don't do trigger warnings and everything, but they do talk about like, you know, depression and suicidal ideation comes up, and there's a rape scene in one. And they always, after the episode, they will highlight some helpline or organization relevant to things that were addressed in the episode. And I think that's just like a really fantastic, positive, responsible thing to do. So props to them.
Yeah, no, I like that, because, you know, there are things when you're touching on certain things that it's good to know about those outlets and those places that you can go. Because, yeah, even watching a show, when you're immersing yourself into something and it gets dark, it can definitely bring things up. I had some experiences with that with some of the, oh my gosh, some of the Black Mirror episodes definitely got me to a place where I was like, oh, this is intense. This is really, 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 really intense. And made me think about a lot of things that were even in some cases really dark. But, you know, good stuff. I think there is so much bingeable TV out there. It's crazy. There is, I find that there are so many things I want to watch. I never have enough time now. And I find myself, when I want to watch something, I'm more likely to go and watch a show than I am to watch a movie, which is interesting to be like, oh, okay, I'll go watch a couple episodes of this show. And that's just so counterintuitive to how entertainment used to be, where you'd be like, oh, I'm going to pop in a movie and watch this movie that I like.
Yeah, it's been a really big shift in just the way we do TV. I like not having to be home and ready at a certain time. you know, and I think that VCRs were a good transition to the streaming that we have now.
Or recording, like my favorite television show of all time happened in the mid-90s, I think 94 or 95, and I would rush home if I was out every single time on that day of the week to record it on VHS. So it is really nice to not have to do that anymore.
It's funny, I ended up, I'm a couple seasons behind in Walking Dead. It was one of the first shows I ever binged. And because we started watching it later, you know, like, I don't know, a couple years in. And then we binged the hell out of it, caught up to current. I watched it currently for a little while, and then we cut the cord for a year. And because the only thing we had cable for, like you, Jen, was Walking Dead. And I was like, oh, it'll be fine. We'll just be behind a season and watch it on Netflix. And we ended up just never picking it back up.
I just think that, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to ingest television without all the advertisements, without all of the drama of waiting. I want to just enjoy the story and immerse myself in it, and I can do that much better when I can just watch the whole show, and I don't have to have that break. So I am grateful that we have bingeable opportunities now in television. Oh, man. Any other? Oh, so by the way, this article that I thought was a thing, it turns out it was a best guess that they think it's coming in April, but it actually does not give an actual date. And that makes me sad for Rick and Morty season 3.
Yeah, for Rick and Morty. Yeah, I went to their
official site. I'm so sad because I want to know. Ugh, I want to know.
Do we want to put a list somewhere of all of our recommended bingeables?
Yeah, we could totally do that on the website. We could put some recommendations. We could do that. That's a good idea.
Nara there. I don't actually recommend it all that highly. But I wanted to list it because I thought it was interesting that MTV is in this production game. So for a TV fantasy show. So I wanted it in the list for that because I needed to get further away from music, you know.
Sure. Music television, not
better than reality TV. The Shannara Chronicles is better than that reality TV and game shows and shit.
Hey man, I used to like the original Real World. I mean, that was a whole different thing. What happens when you put a bunch of people in a house together and watch them like tear each other apart? But you know, the answer is they get drunk and all have weird love triangles. But still entertaining, and I'm fine with that. So cool. So I think that there are, you know, there's a lot of television out there. There's a lot of different ways to get it. And yeah, I think I'm happy with where, I think you're right. The bridge from DVR to this has been great. And it's, I love it. I love that I can work until 10 o'clock at night and just watch my stuff whenever I want.
Do you think the trend is moving toward more productions being released all at once, like the whole season?
In some ways, yeah. I think people really respond well to it. So I think it is. I have also been getting that question a lot. So I think it is something that some of the other networks are realizing that the days of releasing a show each week is not what people want. Because they'll just wait till the whole season gets on Netflix, if that's the case.
Yeah, I've been getting that question in online surveys. And actually, I got one. I'm in the Twitch RPG group. And they asked me, which was interesting. I wonder, sounds like they're looking maybe to get in that game, too.
Yeah, no, there was a, I don't know. I don't know if all television should be like that, though. I don't know. Like, will we not have, like, TV show parties anymore? Because people do that, where they get together and they all watch the show together.
Well, I agree with you that I liked the experience of watching Talking Dead afterward, and that kind of thing could be the, you know, the difference, the unique factor that will keep some people watching a show regularly.
Right, and like the water cooler conversations at work, like, oh my gosh, did you see it this week, and what do you think is going to happen next? And that is part of the experience of watching a show, or maybe that was part of the experience, and maybe that's something that's going to go away.
I don't know. People are really into a couple things still. Like, I mean, Walking Dead is a prime example of, and Game of Thrones is another one of people. I mean, you got to avoid spoilers if you're not up to date and that kind of crap.
Yep, absolutely.
And The Magician. I mean, I binged it, but now I'm watching it. I'm actually going back to being home in a certain time, a certain day to watch a show.
Luna, any other bingeables that you want to make sure to mention?
No, that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Netflix and Amazon are my two biggest.
Yeah, and they are, there's so much, again, hours, more hours than we have time for.
I want to look into Amazon Prime has some kind of anime service now, too. I want to check that out and see if maybe it's
better than Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I got to look into it.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. So, cool. So, Grills, what are you most anticipating coming up? Loon?
I am most anticipating an interview at work for the day shift. See how that goes. See if I get it. And then see how my tax refund goes, like I mentioned. And there is a Hearthstone tournament tonight that is giving away HTC points. Not that I, you know, need one of those, because there's no way I would be able to go to BlizzCon or whatever, or, you know, as a contender. But I'm going to see how that goes, because Hearthstone tournaments are just fun regardless of the prize.
Yeah, cool. I think you should do it anyway. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And imagine, what if you did? Got the points, you could get the sponsors and go.
That's true. We could get you sponsors if you could go.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be deserving of that because I'm not that good of a player. But that would be cool. It's a nice little fantasy to think about.
Ember, what's coming up for you?
We have our little Statesville Comic-Con today. I'm looking forward to popping over there and seeing how they did in my tiny town. I've got a whole bunch of dice pouches I made that the local comic book store is selling at the con, and hopefully they're selling. But and if they did, maybe I'll have to come home and make more. Tomorrow I'm going to a baby shower / Super Bowl party with Big Mama D, the one who runs the burlesque troupe that I go see all the time. So that's going to be super fun. I'm excited about that. I watched the Super Bowl with these folks last year, but this year is going to be even more exciting. She's due in March. So I have some cool presents. We got a book instead of a card, and I got her a Starbelly Sneech. Or him, I should say, because that's for the baby.
Yay! That's awesome. Yeah, I forgot it was a Super Bowl on Sunday. I was like, oh yeah, sports ball. There's like a thing this Sunday. Whoops, forgot. And for me, the moving is almost done. I'm looking forward to focusing on unpacking my house, which I need to do. Brought stuff from storage so that I can get rid of my storage, so I have to go through all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I also am ready to dive back into some WoW. There's some new stuff in there. I gotta check out new content, and I'm looking forward to that new stuff coming. So that's kind of where my focus has been. And then I'm picking up a new RPG book, and it's a Fate system by Evil Hat, called War of Ashes. And it's the War of Ashes, Fate of Agaptus. And they describe it as Grimsicle. And I think that's best because they're extremely cute little monster troll people, and it's adorable. And I am very excited to pick it up because it is going to be so good. And yeah, 7.2 pet dungeons. How did I not mention that? That's a thing.
Right? Oh my God.
So yeah, that's a thing. So yeah, good stuff coming up. That's where I'm at. And yeah, so I've got good stuff happening on its way. I just want to, as always, we want to thank our patrons. If you want to become a patron and you're not yet a patron, you can do so at patreon.com/grills. That's G-R-I-L-L-S. And becoming a patron helps us continue to afford our podcast so that we can host and we can produce it. And we have a bunch of really awesome patrons already, but we would love to have more. And remember, when you become a patron, you do actually get a game code, and we have a list of game codes available on our website at geekgirls.com. So yeah, send money our way if you have a few bucks to spare.
the next person. Oh, I thought you were going to just...
Yeah, that's right. I almost forgot. I was like, oh, yeah, go ahead. What's the thing? So the next person that signs up actually gets two game codes because our last patron to sign up decided to pay forward their game code. So if you sign up on Patreon and you are the next patron to sign up, you get two game codes. Woo-woo. So, yeah, that's the thing. Awesome. And Nine, what can they do if they don't have any shekels to spare?
They can go to iTunes and drop us a review, hopefully a really good one, but we'll take criticism well, I promise. It really helps us to help people find us. When we have more reviews, we come up higher in searches for this type of content. So it just takes a couple of minutes. If you go to iTunes, search for Geek Girls Podcast, and please leave a review. 5 stars is best. Thank you.
That's right. Now, where can we find you on the interwebs?
I can be reached at 9of12 on Twitter, and you can hear me on the Part-Time Gamers podcast.
What about you, Loon?
Easiest place to find me is at Chris Van Pelt on Twitter. It's KrisVanPelt.
Cool. And you can find me at The Jen Says on Twitter, and give my Facebook page a like at facebook.com/TheJenPlays. And thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG.
Squeaky door, GG.
It's actually not a squeaky door, it's a squeaky chihuahua, GG.
Squeaky chihuahua, GG.
Well played.
If you enjoyed this show and have the quill skill to shriek speech, leave us a 5-star unique critique on iTunes or thrill us with the size of your handbill by spilling goodwill into our tills at patreon.com/grills. We can also be found windmilling around Facebook and YouTube at facebook.com/geekgrills and youtube.com/geekgrills, where we like to chill. Tweet your siren songs where the throngs belong on Twitter at geekgrills, where we're dressed to kill. For more info on the show, though, go to geekgrills.com, where you can find previous episodes, show notes, and current contest information. Send us your psalms and qualms to geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your lovely voice sing the zing thing. Thanks for listening.